Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes.
You know, you have had a lot of experiences, Alan, with many, many, many wines over the years.
Thousands.
As have I. And yeah, I know. Well, that's a tough job, but somebody had to do it.
Yep.
In any event, we've both, you know, sort of come across various things that are our favorites. And you're going to be kind enough to share with us some of your favorite things,
yeah,
with all due respect to Julie Andrews.
That's right. These are wines that I just really, really like, and if I see them, I don't hesitate to pick them up. They're definitely everyday wines. These are not big deal wines, but totally reliable, and I bet you've heard of a few of them. Let's start with Pine Ridge's Chenin Blanc Viognier from California, 2021. It's only $15. This has always been a very complete white wine, in my opinion. Full-flavored, fresh, with very firm texture and good balance. The aroma tends to be rather floral, with notes of exotic tropical fruit. And on the palate, there is a plumpness balanced by a bright acidity. The flavors recall a variety of pears. You know, think of a pear, and it's probably there. And there's a touch of honey in it, too. So it's an extremely reliable white wine at a very attractive price. Bogle has always been one of my favorite sources of really, really good value wine. They're the consumer's best friend, in my opinion. Their Petite Sirah, which is something of a signature wine, is just delicious. And I know when I get a bottle for $15, it's going to be just wonderful. Comes from up in Mendocino way, where along with Zinfandel and Carignan, yeah, it was one of the big wines up there many years ago. Of course, it's overshadowed by Syrah these days, but, you know, it's still a really nice big wine. This is a wine that has a very powerful aroma and very powerful flavors. You'll get on both of those blackberries, earthy, oaky notes, touches of bitter chocolate, and there's just a ton of flavor here. And at $15, it's a real winner. Now, here's my wine
That's
of the
a
week.
Steal.
It is a steal. But wait a minute, there's more. This is my this is my wine of the week. It's called Côte Mas Rouge Intense, 2020. Got one of the best labels I've ever seen. Looks kind of like an old French travel poster. This is a Pays d'Oc wine, a red, and it's one full liter, the bottle. It gives you a liter, that's a third more wine, for $14. This is just an incredible value. That's why it's my wine of the week. It's a very nice informal red, as informal as you're ever likely to find. It's got big, super juicy flavors. It's young, it's slightly sweet, and there's a lot to like here. The wine is built for comfort, not for contemplation. And I would say it's heavier than a Beaujolais, and it's just about as informal as that. So it's an ideal cafe wine. And for $14, man, a whole liter full of wine, that's just amazing. So, you know, this is the type of thing that I have seen on wine lists. You, there's a little restaurant down in Washington where we had wine, a little French cafe type place. And I was so glad to see it. And they bring this great big huge bottle. We couldn't finish it. But it's just fun to have. I know, I'm breaking one of my cardinal rules, but we had to, you know, put a cork in it and take it back to the hotel. But it was just a lot of fun. So we're going to put all these on the website and hope you can go shopping. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.